Welcome to the Next Gen Takeover. How you guys doing? I'm Mr. Jordan. I am the Next Gen Director here, as you can tell. Whew, that gets me excited every time. Well, welcome, welcome. Few rules for this Next Gen Takeover. First of all, please don't try to silence your kids. Screams and all that are welcomed. We understand. They're all with us. They are a little uncontrolled, but yet awesome. They're just awesome, right? So, but we're talking about doing it for the kids today. Mandy did a wonderful version. Give a round of applause for Mandy singing that startup, right? But see, that's a little old for me. Now, I'm not making that reference to those who love that song. But when we're talking about the kids, we're talking about that next generation. We got to remember how we grew up, and we can't take what grew us up and keep using it. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. But the world changes. So we got to move with it. So I grew up a little differently. See, I didn't listen to too much of that. Now, don't get me wrong. I can sing all the Ace of Base songs. But see, I know what these kids are kind of looking for. And that's kind of what Andy Mineo, who sings for the kids, was kind of talking about. I know what they want. I'm going to give them what they need. And yeah, I've been real from the jump. I don't like fake around me. And let me tell you, kids can sense fakeness. They can. They know. See, they pick apart things from us. But today, my kids are going to help us with a few things. We got to play a little keepy-uppies, but I know you already pushing kids out of the chairs and all of that. So we actually have, as you guys walked in, you guys saw the wall. You saw a wall with a bunch of camp pictures and numbers on it and all that. So our kids, here you go. Miss Christy, will you help me pass these out? The wonderful Bella. Bella, will you pass these down here on the line right here? All right, down there, put them on those tables. So the kids, yep, here you go. They want some back here. Kids, when you get these, I want you to color them, make them cool. Add anything you want to it. A couple of them wrote pickle. You pick pickle, so you'll find some of those out there. Kids, take this time to color these. These are all going to be hanging up out there for camp. You can pick one up. Drop a little cash in it, put it in the back box, put it in there. We're going to put some pictures up. But this is to help kids get to camp. We have a lot wanting to go, so sponsoring and helping is always appreciated because we're going to talk about bricks. Kids, you guys all good? All right, we're going to get some crayons. There's all over. Get some crayons. Okay, here we go. All right. But we're focused on the kids today. And as I was growing up and I was working on this sermon, me and the kids have been talking a lot about being the light. We've talked a lot about living water. We've talked a lot, actually, just about those two things. But we're going to shift gears a little bit, my little ones, and we're going to talk about being a brick. A brick in someone's life. Because the next generation are built brick by brick by brick. See, we aiming right now. You guys brought your kids here. That means the foundation has been started. That foundation in Christ. But now, as a community, we need to build it brick by brick. Once the kids get settled in, they're going to help me keep saying brick by brick today. But we're focused on where we put bricks. And what is it to be a good brick in a kid's life? Because see, there are different types of bricks in the world. We can be a worldly brick, or we can be a Jesus brick. Now we're going to get into the qualifications that it takes to be a Jesus brick. What does it mean? And we have a story that I reached out to that I read that really comes to me. And that's Nehemiah. So as we talk about Nehemiah, pardon me, I'm a little distracted. This is going very differently than first service. I love how they're already gathering around here. But see, Nehemiah had a task in front of him. See, the Jerusalem wall had been destroyed. It was just a mess. It was just rubble everywhere. It was a big wall, stone, gravel, all falling apart. But Jeremiah Jeremiah took on this wall. And as he looked at this crumbling wall, as you look at generations in our past, as we look at generations coming up, do we get too worried or think that it's a lost cause? Do we write things off because they're so difficult to help rebuild when all they need is one brick? You guys just played Keepy Uppies with us. I love Keepy Uppies because there's one thing. Is if you hit that balloon, you're willing to keep it up. Not one kid just ran around and kept it up. It went into the room and you touched it and you touched it and you touched it. Because that's what it means to keep it up for these kids. To keep showing them Jesus, to be a brick in their life, you got to help them. And it doesn't take much. Nehemiah goes through many phases as he's trying to rebuild this wall. He does it within a span of 2 months. He gets it done. But let me tell you, it wasn't easy. There was a lot of discouragement. There was a lot of distractions. There was a lot for Nehemiah to handle. But Nehemiah led with faith. He praised God no matter where he went. And in doing so, he also brought the community together to build the wall. It wasn't just him. He wasn't going to do it on his own. No. He had to go through and find prayer. And then he reached out to his community. Now, some, not all of her has kids. Some of our kids are grown up and all that. But let me tell you, the way the world likes to act is sometimes silly. We sometimes forget where we're at. And you guys are probably wondering, what's with the hairdo, Jordan? Well, see, when I was growing up, I had a bit of a broken family. I want to say it was broken. It was blended. Blended means it usually has a lot of things, but was there love in the family? Yes. Did they take me to church and have a small foundation? Yes. Did we keep going to church? No. Did we go to camp? No, I didn't go to camp. It was until I got older and went to camp with these kids did I realize what it means. I encourage you guys to visit that wall. Not only under that wall are some Bibles. Those Bibles are actually for our graduating class because we're celebrating them. If you don't have a verse that you go to when you're feeling the pressure of the world, I suggest you find one. Highlight it, write it down, put it on your bathroom mirror, put it when you see it when you're walking out the door, whatever that verse is that you need to hit that gets you back. I'd like you to share it with our graduates. I'd like you to put a brick in their wall. Let them know what you leech for when the pressure hits. Because the bricks matter. Brick by brick, we are built. See, my son plays baseball. And we had a T-ball game yesterday. And I was absolutely shocked. I was so proud. My son was getting excited, normal shindig, getting ready. And out of nowhere, his kindergarten teacher shows up to his baseball game. And when he did, my son's world lit up. Oh, it's Mr. B! Ooh. He was so excited. First of all, I got a little jealous of his dad because I didn't even get that attention when I walked up, okay? So I was just like, yeah, all right, Mr. B. But that brick that Mr. B put in his life when he was in school, that brick of just showing up, lit my son's world up. Nehemiah knew it took a community. We had to do it together. He has a different walk of life, but he showed up for my kid. He believes in Christ. He doesn't come to innovation, though. That doesn't matter. Because as you see on that chalkboard out there, when you guys walk in, it's not a competition. We're all trying to show the love of Jesus. We're all trying to create that relationship with him. And we're doing it for our little ones by building them brick by brick. Now see, back to when I was growing up with my blended family, I had two sisters. Neither one of them were actually my sisters. They were stepsisters. They too were stepsisters to each other. My mother left when I was super young. I had a stepmom come and bless me in my life, thank the Lord. But because our family was so blended, because there were so many working things, different families and all that, it was hard for me to get a solid ground. So I was putting bricks in my life myself. And if you didn't know, the first brick I actually put in my life was because I was happy and having fun. I was a Backstreet Boys. If you guys don't know, I was also NSYNC. My wife married me, I'm pretty sure, because I look like Joey from NSYNC, because I was all bye, bye, bye. All the songs were about love, Backstreet's back. All right, guys, it's all happy and fun. But my foundation that I had, my brick by brick, wasn't with the church, wasn't with teachers that were caring. What I thought I was building myself brick by brick upon weren't exactly solid brick. In doing so, when something tragic happened in my life, when I was growing, my Backstreet Boy era died really fast when I lost a very close friend, one of my best friends. He passed away of leukemia. It was a long battle. It was hard. I then switched to the only thing that I had built bricks on, music. But I wasn't happy and loving anymore. No, I became the real Slim Shady and bleached my hair blonde. And I wore it proudly, like, yeah, look at me. I look good, don't I? Yeah, I stood up. I'm the real Slim Shady. See, he was talking about things in his music that are not biblical, are not loving. They're not. And then there's suggestions like he's daring you to do stuff. And let me tell you, at 16, I took that dare. I wasn't living my life right. See, because when we build them brick by brick, we get some really heavy bricks. We get some different bricks. Ooh. Ooh. These bricks are heavy. See, when we build it brick by brick, bricks are heavy. They're supposed to be strong. Jesus' bricks are strong. They can withstand things. Unlike other bricks that the world gives us. Because when the world gives us bricks, we get the impression we can build things on them, but really, there isn't much you can do with them. You can't do much with that. Come on, Eli, grab those. Come here. Hand me that, Jax. There you go. Ah. They can look like bricks. They even kind of feel like bricks. Do they hold the weight when it comes time? See, I had built, as a teen, I built my bricks up. Music. Jennifer Lopez, not Taylor Swift. Oh, sorry. But see, all those things aren't worth standing on. Because when something tragic happened and I actually need to lean back on God, I went back on my bricks. And what those bricks do? I tried to stand on them. And there's nothing to stand on. They just crumbled right down. Whoop! Three bricks turned into nothing. The Jesus bricks we can put in, the bricks that Nehemiah followed to build the Jerusalem wall, were sturdy, were strong. And they had four big characteristics to them to help build this next generation wall. Because when you build that wall strong, when these kids get out of this and have to take on the world on their own, because as much as we act like the world has changed when we've grown up, kids are still dealing with the changes. Kids are still going from school to immediately shut off. It's summer break. You don't have to wake up, do your homework, do any of this. It's a full season change for them. But when you build it on them and it's time for them to start making their own choices, when they graduate, when they go into the world and something hard happens, they have something to stand on. All right, kids, you ready? Let's see if we can do this. Think you good? Think it's good? He's good? Like an agile peacock. Okay. You can stand on it. Even when you as big as me or whatnot, when it's strong, it's sturdy. When it's built right, when the bricks are there, ooh, you can build it. Brick by brick, we build this next generation. Brick by brick, we lead them. As I was getting ready for this, there was a lot of things that broke me down because I thought I had a lot more bricks in my life that were sturdy, and I didn't realize how much I had built off of them. I didn't realize how much I was doing it my way. But we're going to go ahead and talk a little bit about Nehemiah, because as Nehemiah took on this challenge, when he looked at this impossible task in front of him, and he knew he was going to build it brick by brick, he did two things when he looked at something that would never happen. And the first brick that Nehemiah had to get through to build, to be that solid brick for this wall, was faith in God. Was faith. On top of that faith, he didn't just stop there. It wasn't just, oh yeah, it's faith. He praised him. Here he was in a mess of a room. He was in just total destruction. No one believed it was happening. No one think he could do it. But he had faith that he would. But not only did he have faith, he looked at the impossible and he praised God. Nehemiah lets us know, oh Lord God of heaven, the great and awesome God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments. He praised him. Here he stood in front of such destruction, such impossibility, and Nehemiah praises them. Now, how much faith do you think he had to have to praise him? Large amounts? He had to be sitting on like a, oh yeah, I am steadfast, here I am. Hey kids, how much faith do we need? Yell it for me. That's right, a mustard seed. See, we just had, and you guys saw the event that we did, and we talked about that mustard seed. See, Nehemiah wasn't overflowing with it. It just said he had faith, and we know that you can have faith like a mustard seed and move. So even if there was that, he had that faith, and he praised him while he did it. And as the wall actually began to put together, even though the difficulty, the battles were getting greater, his faith grew as each brick put down. As each brick was built, the Lord's plan was showing itself. And because of that, Nehemiah was able to keep moving forward because he was all dependent on the Lord. Brick number two, we're going to talk about the willingness that he had. The willingness of not just him, but the people around him to help build it. Because even though the book's called Nehemiah, if you guys actually read Nehemiah, that's a whole lot of names. But those are names in a brick. Those are names in that brick that built that wall. Nehemiah is telling us who is all here, who did what part they built. And they went through every name, because every brick has a name. And as he's building it, the willingness of the whole community to follow. So we built the wall, and all the wall was joined together at half its height, for the people had a mind to work. The willingness to use their hands, not just sit back, but with their talents, their treasures, the gifts. And Nehemiah understood this. We know also, even furthermore, that in Colossians, and whatever you do, in the word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. Give thanks to God the Father through him. And whatever you do, whatever. Now that's an interesting word. I don't know if you guys, how many of you guys have teens and kids growing up, but in my house, The whatever definitely stands for something, because I'll tell my daughter to go do the dishes and I get a solid whatever. Hey, can you go do this? I need you. Whatever. I need you to fold the laundry and help mom. Whatever. But then she did the task. Well, let's hold on. I know that whatever sounded negative or whatnot, but the whatever is important. It's whatever you do. So even though she said whatever, and we think of whatever sometimes when we're dealing with the next gen as whatever, but we're not. We're actually talking about what you're doing for them. And they ended up turning, and my daughter did go do the dishes, and she did them really well. But that whatever, to me, that says something about the people in this building too. Because that whatever is pouring into the next gen. That whatever to me is if you've donated any money to the next gen department, if you've donated any money to the camps, to any of the events we hold, that's a whatever. We can't do these things just with our works alone. It takes a whole community. And because of that, we all have to have the willingness to open our arms and build them brick by brick. To take the time and spend it with them brick by brick. Does that brick mean you have to show up to every single thing? No. It sometimes just takes one. One moment, one thing, one time to sit here and go down on your knees and play a little guitar for one kid for just a minute or two. You can lay something in their life of excitement and happiness. But let me tell you, not only is it funding, but I have chaperones that come and do the kids' event. That kids' event, those people, not everybody's on my next gen team. They just showed up to be with the kids. Another big shout out I have to give too is you can be any age to lay a brick. Because all of the youth that you see around here that go to the Breakfast Club, they all came for the next generation. They came for our fourth and fifth graders. And they participated with them. They led them. They joined them. They let them know that it's not just adults, it's them too. In fact, every generation is helping the one below by leading them. The willingness to do that. I'm giving a big shout out to, I don't know if you guys have ever seen a big boy named Tiny. His name's actually Jim. I call him the Tiny Giant. He's a wonderful guy. He helps me in the kids' room. That man's going to kids' camp to hang out with the kids. Now that first year he went with me, boy, he was worn out, he was tired, there was so much to do it, but he walked up to me and he goes, I wanna go to every camp with you I can. I've never felt anything like that. These kids were growing, these kids were surrounded by God. Tiny's taking off work, he's coming to camp with us again, he's not gonna miss it. They were even trying to fight back. And let me tell you, when camp comes, guys, pray for it because the devil tries to stop us. If you don't know, we got a video of a van blowing up. I wasn't even part of that. But he is going to try to stop us because those are big bricks getting put at camp. I encourage everyone to try to join in to spend a few moments, but there are big opportunities as well. Not only that, but our next gen department team and everybody's willingness to grow, because I don't know if you guys know this, but our nursery is busting out the seams. And also in about 3 more months, it's going to bust out even more if you didn't know. We got about 8 more coming. So we need to keep praying. We need to keep praying. As we keep rebuilding the rooms, as we keep moving forward, we do have a God-like dream that is all on him for an expansion, for a bigger building. But right now, it's about brick by brick. Brick by brick. Taking the steps to do that, the willingness to be those open hands. And I thank you so much for everyone that has been. I thank you for coming, because the fact that you're here means that you care, that some type of foundation is started for them to stand on in this world. But that next part, once you've been praising and praying, and then the willingness comes and you start getting all that help and everything's going your way, Nehemiah takes a step back and needs to remember one thing. The dependence. See, brick number 3, we're going to talk about the dependence. Because Nehemiah's dependence never shifted to himself. He always gave it to God. He leaned on God. He lived by God. And this made people not really like him. What do you mean you're doing it for God? Yeah, doing it for God. You ain't going to get that done. You need to do it on your own. You don't need him. Do it on your own. People were despising them. In fact, we see here as he was talking, his despise. Oh, hear, O our God, for we are despised. Everyone hates us. But now, O God, strengthen my hands. He rebuttals. He's feeling more resistance than just the impossible task in front of him. Now he's getting resistance from people who despise them. But he leans more on God. It was an utter dependence upon the Lord. Like Jesus, Nehemiah could do nothing apart from the Father. John lets us know that, 5:30. But it was his hands that went into full motion. When people were talking, being despising and following that and hating on him, he didn't start doing it his way. He kept leaning on it, and he did it with his hands. And when I hear hands in that verse, I hear to do. He did something. They did something about it. Nehemiah's confidence wasn't the, I can do this. It wasn't the Rocky or Oprah little saying, believe in yourself. You can get it all done on your own. You don't need anyone but you. No. No, Nehemiah would have never built that wall with that type of mentality. No. Nehemiah followed. He was very dependent on God. He never shifted from it. It was an utter dependence upon the Lord. The God of heaven will make us prosper, and we, his servants, will arise and build. He didn't shake at anything. He knew that they would keep getting challenged. He knew because God told him, because he stayed in prayer, because he stayed in praise, because the Lord was able to tell him. Can we stay in prayer and praise and do it for the kids? Can we let things go? Or is it all for us? Do we get so focused on me and being able to do it? My son just played that baseball game. On top of that, we were playing the other team, and they had a big hitter. Big hitter. And let me tell you, that kid gripped that thing, and he knocked that ball right out. He ran to first, second, third. Our team got the ball, called time. He was getting ready to go home. The coaches actually pulled him back and told him to go to third base. The other team's parents were not happy about that. That was an infield home run. Come on, what's wrong with you guys? No. He called it in time. So he goes back to third. And let me tell you, those parents, they weren't okay with that. No, they weren't. That whole entire side I was coaching first base, let me tell you the language that I started hearing. Now, when I say what age am I talking about, I'm at 6 years old, guys. 6 years old. And these parents are throwing them, that was an infield home run. What is wrong with you? All types of other fun, colorful stuff. And they were even fighting with the own coach that said, guys, they called it. He was only 2 feet off. That wasn't. No, that's not fair. You took that away from that kid. You took it away so that we couldn't win and all that. They changed out. That kid that just bat that didn't get his home run. He came over and he was in the field. And I said, hey, man, that was an awesome hit. I'm sorry it wasn't an infield home run or whatnot. And he goes, huh? Oh, yeah. Did you see the smiley face I made in the dirt? I mean, what are we making things into? 6 years old, they're just trying to have fun and play, and we're putting the world on them. Come on, get them home runs, buddy. Come on, get that. That kid didn't care. He was really proud of his smiley face, and to be honest, it was a good smiley face. Had a little tongue sticking out, too. He worked really hard on it. He had all the baseball stuff and all that, but in the end, he was just there having fun. And we were putting bricks that were soft because all he's hearing are all these adults going, in fact, one of the funniest things I walk up to the kids and I hear is I'm just like, hey, did you have fun? Yeah. Hey, when coach told you to touch third and tag that boy, what did you hear? I heard it. Wah, 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 wah. Four adults just start screaming, tag him, tag him, tag him, tag him. And every kid just goes, what is wrong with you? I don't want that ball. That's crazy. You guys have that. That's not fun. We take over so much and do it ourselves that we're forgetting to give it to God, to lean on Him, to remember that it's love that we're trying to show and build in this next generation. And He will make us prosper when we build those bricks on those. Even when it feels like they might be gone, those bricks can be rebuilt. Because this next part is one of the biggest parts of the foundational brick. For us parents to lead and build strong bricks in kids, the biggest thing that Nehemiah fully did was complete it. He completed the wall. The completion came. He didn't let everything fumble him. He didn't get to the point and went, oh, you know what? You guys have done such a great job just so we can be done early. We're going to skip that part of the wall. I don't think it's that big of a deal. You know, nothing ever comes on that side that much either. Maybe once in a while. Let's just skip that. No, because then it would have been controlled by him. It was God's plan. It was a completion that God was seeing through. So the wall was finished on the 25th day of the month in 52 days. And when all our enemies heard of it, all the nations around us were afraid and fell greatly in their own esteem. For they perceived that this work had been accomplished with the help of our God. When you build somebody brick by brick, and you build this next generation brick by brick, you can see people walk into a room and go, "Woo, God's helping him in his life. Woo, I can see that there." They can do things that they will turn and be like, "That's not me, that's God. We just did those three kids event. That wasn't me, that's God. I have no idea how any of that got pulled off. It was great with all the people stepping in and volunteers. I had no idea how it would go. All the kids walked away knowing to have faith like a mustard seed. They got a chance to gather before summer starts and get separated for this new season that they're going through, because it's really hard for us to forget that is a big change for a little kid. That's a big change for our youth. The ones that were celebrating graduating. Hey, good job, you're out of the college. Boop, go out there and be somebody. No more summer vacation for you or anything like that. Let me tell you, when I'm around kids, it's really hard, because when summer came and I've been with the kids the whole time, I was ready to look at my job and be like, hey, it's summertime. Do I get to take it off with the kids? Because I'm ready. I got that mentality. No. No, when they graduate, they jump into another full go. We spend our lives helping the next generation change from season to season, and then eventually when they grow up and graduate, we're hoping the bricks are in there. Brick by brick we build, so can we take that time? Can we not hesitate and start now by building the brick by brick? See, my biggest completion was when I was growing up, I obviously was the real Slim Shady. I had issues. I became a chef. I became somebody for myself. I used to run a food truck, spin my wheels endlessly. With my gift God gave me, I can cook, but I used it for myself. I used it to pay my bills, to grow myself. But my completion didn't come with my bricks until I went to Christ. Giving my life to Christ is when the completion for my brick came, personally. Because the biggest thing I had to accept was, as I grew up, I was a sinner. And Jesus died for our sins. And giving my life to Christ was a completion part. That doesn't mean every day I walk up going, I'm completed. No. No, I wake up just letting Jesus hold me up. Because I want to go back to some of those sinful things. In fact, as funny as it is, as I'm getting ready for this, who comes out with a new album? Eminem. Are you serious? You can't make some of this stuff up. Like, come on now. Eminem comes out with an album. But see, I found Christ and I was reborn. I didn't need to listen to Eminem again. It came across my mind like, I'm curious on what it sounds like. I wonder if he sings some of the things he did. I wonder if he's still that catchy. But I didn't. Because I'm born again in Christ. I am reborn. I do not reach for those things, and I do not need them, and I let it go. As funny as it was, as funny as I was tempted at, the devil's going to keep poking at you when you think you got it steadied. When you feel like your bricks are strong, you'll get poked at. But see, it's about the living stones. Because Peter talks to us. You yourself, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood to offer spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. It's a sign that God's present when we build it brick by brick. When we use these four bricks, when we start, when we have faith in Him like a mustard seed, when we come together as a community, when we lean on Him, and then we complete that. We complete walls for these kids, for this next generation, at every different step. Unlike Nehemiah, who risked his life to protect God's people, Jesus would give his life to save God's people from the sin that had corrupted Jerusalem in the first place. God helped Nehemiah to complete his work, but Jesus completed the true finished work of salvation on the cross. You guys being here are creating that foundation in Christ for your kids, the next generation, and you being here shows them that they're not alone, that they will grow with others, that they will be built brick by brick. Are you going to be a soft brick? Are you going to be a Jesus brick for them? Because it's not just me. It's not just these teams. It's not just the whatevers that happen in this building. Because if we just focus on the whatevers that happen in this building, how much are we relying on others? See, there's 168 hours a week. There's 168 Cheetos right here. That's what I get with the kids here. It's not just me. It can't just be me. It's not just the next gen team here on Sundays. You guys have to go out there and be the brick. You guys have to follow Lean on Faith. Because these kids are hungry for it. They want more. Because if you do just give one just a little bit, oh, look out. Now guess what? Every one of them going to be mad at me in a second. So I'm going to close this down. If you guys all sit down quietly and worship nice, you'll get some. Yay! That's right. Christ is the most crucial brick. He is that foundation. But it doesn't just come on Sundays. It needs to come every day. We need to be building our kids brick by brick. I love your kids. I love all these kids. And I never knew I would. 10 years ago, I never would have guessed. But the love that they pour out and their just view of the world without all the worldly views, just the love of making a smiley face in the dirt. Not about the victory over another person or a team, but just having fun, loving, and learning. Can we build this next generation brick by brick? Thank you, guys.